Blog Talk Radio.
The cool thing about turning 13 is watching PG-13 movies with the new contour from Cox. I can search by movie quote.
I am Batman.
Except I can't go out past 9:30. By genre, chick flicks. What? They're educational. I can even search by title, Independence Day. That thing's older than I am. Is that a chest hair? No, just an eyelash.
The new contour, TV reinvented just for you. Click the banner to learn more.
Blog Talk Radio.
Sometimes I go right. I went the right way, was left. Because the scribbles look so sad. And who says you can't win them all if you try?
Holy and humble, Elijah Muhammad. And we greet all of our listening viewing audiences with the greetings of peace, love, and paradise. In the original language of Arabic, which means peace be unto you, we say to you all in both their names with love, As-salamu alaykum. For those of you who may wish to participate in our discussion today, you're welcome to call in at 347-989-0855. That's 347-989-0855. Or you can hit us up with a message at Hiram1555@yahoo.com. That's Hiram1555@yahoo.com. As always, we'd like to thank you for giving us another hour of your day and another day of your time. We'd like to thank the thousands of you who listen live from around the globe and the thousands of you who will download us later from all of our affiliate sites, be it Hiram1555.tumblr.com, Twitter.com/Hiram1555, Facebook.com/Hiram1555, BlogTalkRadio.com/Hiram1555, and our main news blog, which is formerly trumpetoftruth.wordpress.com and also formerly salamjournal.com and salamjournal.org, which is now the Hiram1555 blog at Hiram1555.com. Again, my beloved family, I say to you all, As-salamu alaykum, and welcome to another edition of the most powerful show of truth anywhere on the face of planet Earth. This is the voice of the voiceless, the voice of an entire nation, the Star and Crescent Report. And our subject today is titled America's Last Dance Before Midnight. Now, why do we title this with such a title? It's because we are moving closer and closer to not only the end of white supremacy and white power in general, but specifically, we're moving to the end of American power and domination and influences, and she's becoming more desperate as the hour goes by. I recall listening to the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, I think it was last night or night before last, and he was talking about the desperation of America and how the closer and closer the judgment appears and becomes clear to her, the more desperate she would become, and she would start lashing out at the nation. And so we're seeing these things going on right here and right now. Yeah, we got a lot of clips to play. But what I want to do is lay the base, lay the groundwork for you to understand the clips and why these things are taking place. Because when God comes to remove a world, he must prove that he is justified in the removal of such world. Or else the scholars and the scientists could say that he is an unjust God. Therefore, he must do everything right and exact so that there can be no charges later on the God for acting in the manner that he did. So God promises us that he would bring peace and stability, freedom, justice, and equality, which is Islam as taught by the most honorable Elijah Muhammad, to a new world and a new order, a new civilization, and a new people made from the filth and the mire of that old world. We're in the process of that. How do you bring in a new world? First, you must show the people that the old world is no longer attractive. First, you must show the people that the old world is no longer beneficial. You must show the people that the old world cannot provide security, freedom, justice, or equality. You must show the old world as being hypocritical, double-crossing, arrogant, greedy, and corrupt. And once the old world is to be shown in such a manner, the people themselves will start marching and protesting and rising up and demanding change. This gives the God the justification to remove the old world. Because not only are his people doing it, but the people of the old world are screaming for something new. He removes the mind of the old world and puts something new in its stead. So what do? You go to the strongest pillar of the house. Allah, in the person of one Master Farad Muhammad, is doing just that. Do you not see? All around the globe, the people are protesting America's presence. Do you not see at home? They're protesting fair pay, jobs. They want a new system that is not controlled by banks and the upper echelon. They want something new. And at the same time, they want to hold on to that which is old, which is insufficient. So there's a struggle going on to remain in that which they have, but they want to tweak it. Remember, the white man is calling for something new. But in his call for something new, he won't remain ahead of that something new. And if this is the case, then there's no need for a change of worlds. If the people who are the heads now are going to remain in the next, there's no need. But the scripture teaches us that those who were in the mire, in the clay, the ones who were considered the tail would no longer be the tail, and they would become the head, and the head would become the tail. The devil wants to turn this analogy, this summarization of scripture, upside down. And you can't beat prophecy. You can't beat God. Everything that the prophet spoke with the inspiration of divine must come to be. Right? We're walking on stage and we're seeing America's last dance before midnight. We'll tie all of these things to geopolitical things that you see going on. And the other stuff, we'll tie it all into scripture and prophecy, theology, and we'll show you that Elijah Muhammad knew what he was saying, and now time is bearing him witness. You didn't have the patience nor the fortitude to just say, maybe I just don't understand this. Maybe time will reveal this to me if I am patient enough, if I am humble enough, if I am sincere enough. You want it all right here, right now, and don't understand that wisdom and the acquisition of wisdom and understanding is a process of learning. You don't get everything overnight. There's a process in place. So what we want you to do today is open up your ears, open up your head, your brain, open up your heart so that you can sponge up some of this wisdom of divine as revealed to us by the last messenger of God. So we see America in Argentina. First, we see her stop over in Cuba. Why is this? Especially in the times where her economy is going down the drain. Why these two countries specifically? As I said on one show, Cuba was strategic as a pivot to what she calls her Western Hemispheric pivot, because Cuba is the one place that Russia can touch America from, and Russia has maintained a naval presence, a small military contingent there since the Soviet Union. So this is 90 miles from America's shores. America's building up missile defense bases, forward military bases, and all of these aggressive bases all along the arc of Russia's western borders. Right? Russia can touch her back in Cuba. So more so than lifting economic trade, what America is trying to do is get her foothold into Cuba so that she can put her NGOs up in there, so that she can start a color revolution to overthrow the Castros, so that she can remove Russia's presence there, as she tried to do in Syria. This was symbolic to Russia to see that America is in the game. Now we go over to Argentina. As I have been telling you and been telling you, America is after the BRICS nation, because the BRICS nation, BRICS, this is an acronym for what is to be the largest trading bloc, the largest economic union in the world. It consists of Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa. Now, all five of these nations are under economic attack by America and her international organization. They just downgraded Russia's credit, Moody's or whatever. It's another one, Moody's and Fitch, I believe it is. And Russia went to start her own credit agency and pushed them out of her domestic trade. China did the same thing with Dogon. Now, I want you to stop for a minute. Let's think of this, because all of this has to do with profit. Pastor Muhammad said that America would become desperate and she would start lashing out in all kinds of ways, especially against the nations she knew that God had raised up to take her home. So what we're getting is a sense of what Elijah Muhammad is teaching you. What we're getting is a sense of reality today and not pulpit teaching that only teaches you how to feel good in the midst of destruction. You need right guidance so that you can parse your way through all of the minefields to safety for you and your family. So China and Russia have made a concerted effort to take on this great beast, this great whore that has fornicated with all the nations. So America, in her re-pivot, her counteroffensive, has hit them with sanctions, has hit them with downgrades in credit. Now, no one ever takes the time to think about this. How is it that Moody and Fitch, the two largest credit rating agencies in the world, how is it that they can constantly maintain America's sterling credit rating, and everyone knows that she is the largest debtor in history? She has a debt that she can never hope to pay back. She can barely afford to pay the interest on her debt. And yet they can downgrade China's debt. And China is the lender of preference to America. Do you see the economic madness in this? Well, let's go a little further. Let's talk a little bit on this. So, Argentina, I haven't lost my footing with Argentina. But what I'm trying to do is give you a well-rounded view of what you see going on so that you can understand it. So, look, India is having trade problems with Europe right now. This is not because of that. It's because of America pulling the economic strings. India has been taken to the World Trade Organization, and she's lost the battle against America in the World Trade Organization. All of these are instruments of American and Western power. So now we have China, Russia, and India under direct assault from the Western elite, from the Western institutions. Then we see that China was all, they was trying to start a color revolution in Hong Kong. China wasn't going for that, and China shut it down. They were trying to do that in Russia. Putin wasn't going for that, and Putin shut it down. Now they're trying to get their hooks in India and pivot India away from the BRICS nations as a counterweight to China by offering India technology. Well, the messenger said that this would happen, that the devil would offer you his technology, especially in a day when his technology is becoming obsolete. So how does this have anything to do with Argentina? We're getting to that. Now, Brazil, which makes the being the BRICS nation, is under a geopolitical and economic and judicial assault now. They're trying to remove the legitimate government of Brazil and place not only the legitimate government in prison, but also the previous government with the Lula, who was the one who helped found the BRICS, because they want to stop him from coming back into power, because he's pivoting toward a global economic system that excludes dollar denomination and that excludes euro, and that will have something like a special drawing rights like the IMF of a basket of currency which includes the Brazil real, the Indian rupee, the Chinese yuan or renminbi, the South African rand, and the Russian ruble, which would be a counterweight to not only the dollar and the euro, but the IMF's special drawing rights. Do you see what I'm saying? They're desperate. Brothers and sisters, listen close to me. I know when you go to your mosque or your temples or wherever, you don't get this. And I'm not mad at the people for not telling you, because they don't know. And they don't see how this is prophecy. They don't see how this is what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad teaches. And we must know these things in order to prepare ourselves for what lies next. You understand? So don't get mad at your minister or your pastor. Try to inform them of the time. There's nothing more crucial today than the time and what must be done. Because America, she's taking her last stand before midnight. So Brazil is under assault, and America is trying to break up and make the BRICS look less attractive, look like they're unstable, right? Look like they're breaking apart and they can't formulate a policy to push people away from the BRICS. She tried that and it didn't work. So now she's doing her political thing where she tries to uproot legitimate government. She did it in Argentina. Let's see how we landed back to Argentina. Argentina was not a what we call a founding member of BRICS, but Argentina was a member of the BRICS nations. Just like you have the United Nations, and you have five so-called permanent members, and then you have hundreds of non-permanent members of the UN. Well, Argentina had chosen the path to dump the dollar under Cristina Kirchner, who was the president, the outgoing president. She wanted no dealings with the West. She had beef with Britain over the Malvinas Islands, wrongly called in the Western press, did they call the Malvinas Islands? I forget what they call it in the West, but if you're using that name, it's the wrong name for that island. That is a colonial name for those islands. But anyway, the Falklands, that's what they're called, the Falklands. That is a British name given to those islands. But anyway, so we have her candidate that she handpicked and hand-chose to succeed her win the election. Listen good, brothers and sisters. In America, always talking about freedom and democracy. Well, her handpicked successor won the election. And when it went to a runoff, because the person didn't win 50%, I think it was 49-point-some% of the electorate, America turned the screws and did something underhanded and threw the whole election process in question, and their person came to power. And this is hence from America going from Cuba as a signal to Russia and going to Argentina and visiting their puppet, who was a person who worked for American banks or Western banks, is now the president of Argentina, which is trying to steal Argentina away from Russia and China. And they also made a joint statement talking about they want political stability in Brazil after they had a hand in starting this mess. Oh, I know some of you don't understand this. Please give me a few minutes just to lay the base with you so you can understand. Now, we've talked about four of the five members of the BRICS. What about the fifth member that often gets left out? One of the most resource-rich ones of the BRICS, as a matter of fact, it is number one or number two in the BRICS when it comes to resources, and that's South Africa. Because South Africa is the number one holder of platinum mines in the world, only surpassing that of Zimbabwe. She has diamond mines. I think only comes in second to Zimbabwe. She has gold and silver resources, only coming in third to fourth to Russia, China, and Zimbabwe, I believe that is. So you have this South African nation that is pulling away from the Western or colonial system into the BRICS. What is going on there? I know you missed it about last week. The ruling party of South Africa said that America is trying to pull off a color revolution in South Africa. I know you didn't read that because you were too busy talking about March Madness. They openly stated that America has a hand in the instability of South Africa. These are the highest politicians in the land saying this. They're openly saying that America is trying to overthrow the government to put in puppet governments so that they can steal off the resources and recolonize South Africa. And then from South Africa, the whole of Africa. You missed that, didn't you? You didn't hear that, did you? Because you were too busy talking about Stephen Curry or whatever his name is, shooting three-pointers. You didn't understand it. Now, South Africa, if you look at her debt level, she has a debt level, but nothing compared to America, and America still enjoys a AAA credit rating. Did you know that yesterday, that of their top people went and met with the South African government. And when they left there, they didn't say what the meeting's about, but we can tell. They said that if South Africa doesn't do X, Y, and Z, that they threatened to drop the credit rating of South Africa to junk bond status, meaning that no investor would invest in South Africa. Do you see this? You see how God is exposing the hypocrisy of the Western world? Do you not see how God is showing the world that as long as America is allowed to survive, there can be no peace and stability. There can be no freedom, justice, or equality. There can be no will of the people when America is dominant in every sphere. There can be none. So we're looking at America's last dance before midnight. So as we lay the base to see that America is doing everything she can to maintain her grip on dollar hegemony, because the dollar hegemony means military primacy over all nations, because she can print up debt in perpetuity to fund her government, to fund her military juggernaut, to fund her economic insatiable hunger to gobble up independent nations. So God is showing you these things. He's opening this up for you to look and see that there is no justice in America, domestically or foreign. There is no equality in America, domestically or foreign. There is no democracy, as they call it, in America, domestically or what she says she wants to export to other nations. There's only hypocrisy. She wants to dominate everything, and when she says she's for peace and stability, the stability that she's after is being able to go into other nations and dominate. The peace that she wants is the peace that you have, not the P-E-A-C-E. She wants a P-I-E-C-E of whatever you got. And if you don't want to give it to her, she'll take it through the barrel of a gun. So, God has come in person to remove such a nation, such a system, such a government, such a people. For the last few hundred and 2,000 years, we have been plagued with the atmosphere of Yaqub, an atmosphere of violence, insecurity, duplicity, materialism, and imperialism. And this has got to go, because this is all unnatural, and it is affecting not only the natural man and his mind, but it is also affecting the natural environment of the earth and the surrounding planets. This man, evil does not stop within America's border. It does not stop in the Western Hemisphere. It does not stop as it goes around the earth. It has now leaped the planet and has gone to the edge of our solar system. This type of evil must be removed from the very root. So God steps in and shows you that he is justified in removing this wicked and corrupt nation, people, and world order. We are standing at America's last dance before midnight. Thank God that he has awakened you to this truth, black man and black woman, because it's a beautiful time to be a follower of the most honorable Elijah Muhammad. As they talk about, we're in an economic rebound. No, what you're in is a lull before the storm. That's what you're in. You can go steal all of the gold from Ukraine. You can go steal all of the gold from Libya and Somalia and Yemen. This is what all those wars is about. America destabilizing these countries, sending in crack teams, stealing all of the gold that they have on their own in their own vaults, all of the silver, and then putting sanctions on them and stealing the rest of the gold and silver and resource and financial investments by just clicking on a key, because most of that is stored in the West. The Western nations steal it from you. God is mad at that. And so they're finding out more and more and more that the so-called economic recovery is an illusion, because the more gold that they steal from people, see what what's that old saying? They got to rob Peter to pay Paul. That's what they're doing. They have to rob the small nations, steal their resources, and pay the bigger nations whom they're trying to encircle with military equipment. So as they're robbing and bombing, next thing you know, they're making gold and silver transactions to try to pay on the debt to the same nations that they're trying to provoke the war. Do you see the madness in this? So there is no illusion. The illusion is pure. I mean, the rebound is pure illusion. I want you to listen to this. This is a four-minute clip. And this white guy who has been an investor and who has dealt with the markets for so long, listen to what he has to say about America's so-called recovery. This is 4 minutes, okay? So pay close attention.
Thank you for coming back. Let's get right into the economy. Now, we are seeing economic indicators like retail, housing, the auto industry, manufacturing, and most of these indicators are showing us that everything is declining. Now, when you look at the economy, what's your take on the economy at this point?
Well, for the longest time, I simply have dismissed most of these so-called statistics as exaggerations and in many cases simply fabrications. And I have a sort of a larger big picture overview here, which is that we're basically entrenched in these 8-year bubble and crash cycles that are being put together by the Banking Crime Syndicate. And it was really another commentator that focused me on this a couple of years ago, a gentleman named Warren Pollack. And he put out an interview toward the end of 2014 suggesting that 2015 was going to be basically a setup year where we would begin to see indications of the markets topping and things turning towards the other direction in anticipation of 2016, which would be the end of the current 8-year bubble and crash cycle. And he pointed out how these 8-year cycles are deliberately timed to coincide with the U.S. election cycle so that when the crash comes, the incumbent party can be banished as the so-called scapegoat for the crash, and then the other party gets to ride in and pretend to be the white knight, and then they just repeat the whole cycle over again. Tweedledum replaces Tweedledee, and you go on from there. And so I was expecting to see this deterioration in the reporting of the news, but for me, there's no particular new deterioration in the economy. I'm firmly of the belief that the U.S. economy and Western economies in general have been entrenched in a greater depression going back to 2008. And all that we've had in terms of so-called growth, quote-unquote, in the meantime, are fabricated statistics.
They continually say that we're in a manufacturing rebound. And they're trying to convince us that manufacturing is picking up, it's getting better. Actually, they're doing this with housing, with almost everything at this point. Right now, from the records that we have, we've lost about, since 2008, somewhere around 1.5 million or so manufacturing jobs. And right now, at this point, I don't see manufacturing rebounding anytime soon. Is this a complete illusion?
I certainly think so. And of course, what we had immediately before this so-called rebound was just about 6 solid months of absolutely dreadful numbers coming from all of the U.S. manufacturing indices and related stats. And of course, you know, once again, for me, that was just the truth being allowed to show through. So I look at this so-called rebound and I just ask myself, where could it possibly originate? There's no consumer strength to generate demand for higher manufacturing. The U.S. dollar is, of course, perched at this ridiculous artificial high, so there's no demand for U.S. exports internationally. So if there's no domestic demand and no foreign demand, you know, where does the so-called rebound come from? You know, it's pure illusion.
Going forward, do you see the manufacturing declining even further?
I don't see any way the general deterioration of our economies can be reversed without a complete overhaul of all of the policies that our governments are pursuing, and I don't see any possibility of that while the current corrupt incumbent regimes remain in place, because I don't, at this point, see any Western regime that appears to be interested in helping the people. They are all serving the banking crime syndicate and doing whatever they command in order to facilitate this bubble and crash crime cycle.
Now, do you hear what he said? He said he doesn't see not just America, but any Western government really really trying to help the people or is able to help the people, and he says that he can't see any way out of this for any of them unless you go to the root and change the government and change the system. Well, I say to him, he needs to go a step further. Not only must you change the government and change the system, but you must change the people who made the system, who made the government, and who have profited off of the government and the system. If you leave them and you remove the others, they just will reproduce that which you removed. So all of it must be done away with. That's why the book says, a new heaven and a new earth, and the former things shall pass away. This is what God is talking about. Because if you leave the former to itself, it will once again grow strong enough to put its will over on the people and dominate. So, speaking of that, I think we need to go to Our Savior Has Arrived. Why it's hitting me in my head. Let's go to page 118. This is where it opened to. That's where we're going to go to. So it must be something that the Lord wants in this page right here. We'll start right here. It says, are you surprised that Allah, the God of righteousness, will bring in a new world after the removal of the rule of the God of evil? The term of office of the God of evil is up. Are you surprised that you will have to accept a change? Do you love the white man's type of civilization and its doing? That way of deceiving and murdering. Do you love this evil civilization more than you would love a government of peace where the freedom of man is given and where equality is not withheld from those who are qualified to be their equal? Would you like to say to the prophets who prophesied and their prophecies are written that they lied and they said that this world of evil had a limit of time of 6,000 years? Some of you would like that. This is what I'm telling you. Let me stop right here for a minute. Some of you have stopped progressing, stopped growing, because you don't want to see an end of America. You don't want to see the end of this world. So you get the messenger's teachings and you apply them, but you only apply them in a certain way to just so that it can comfort you in your narrow view. And this is not sufficient. Because if you do that, you're trying to nullify the rest of what God says, which makes you an enemy and an opponent of God, his righteous angels, the messenger of God, the nation of Islam, and the truth that God himself is the author of. And you become a part of those whom God would destroy. This is why it is so important for you to understand the time and what must take place and how prophecy plays out. If you don't understand these things, you're putting your life and the security of your family's lives in jeopardy. Muhammad goes further and he says, the 6 work days in their work week are to remind them of their eventual end. 6 days or 6,000 years thou shalt do all of thy work, and on the 7th day thou shalt rest or die. And all of thy work shall be destroyed, and thy name shall be destroyed, that this race be no more remembered among the nations of the righteous. Do you think all of this is false prophecy just because you love evil and hate good? Now, this is Elijah Muhammad being even more blunt than I was. He said, do you believe that all that other stuff that the prophets prophesied are lies? Because you know sometimes we will justify ourselves by purposely and willfully misleading people by only doctoring scriptures or prophecies by taking bits and pieces of it to justify our madness. And when you do that, you are showing a lack of faith in God and his message and the messenger, that he will fulfill every promise that he made. So we go a little further. We got a lot of clips, but let's go a little further. Because God wanted me on this page, and that's where we are. So he says, this is not the first time that a new change has come into effect among the people. Take, for instance, their 6,000 years are divided into 2s. Also, at the beginning of our, talking about the black man's creation, it is divided into twos and ends in the number six. This is the reason that the Bible of Revelation, the book of Revelation in the Bible, teaches us that the enemy's number is the same as the number of the black man. The enemy has a number of six, but the difference between his number six and ours, the black man number six, is that the enemy's time of rule is of short duration, while the black man can look proudly to infinity of time in our history. He makes all things new. Who is he? And what is he going to make new? I want you to listen close to this, okay? And I see Blog Talk dropping dozens of calls as we're talking, but as I always tell you, if you get dropped, call back in. Don't let this devil frustrate you from getting this truth, okay? Listen, because if your cable goes out, you're going to do everything, especially in the middle of a playoff game or the middle of a fight that you paid for. You're going to do everything you can to get it back on, right? So this is your life at stake. So do everything you can to put your life preserver back on, all right? All praise is due to Allah for the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. So he goes and he says, he makes all things new. Who is he and what is he going to make new? He it is that comes after the time of the wicked God and his wicked rule. The actual foundation base that Allah, the God of righteousness and truth, is building his new kingdom of rule upon is freedom, justice, and equality, and entire submission to his will. What can Allah do with this world of the white race since it has not come into his line of guidance and government of people? Listen closely to this, especially for those of you who are trying to save the white man. Some of you want to, no, he's a part of the human family. Oh, we shouldn't want him to die. Well, listen what it says. There is no place for the evil practices of their evil kind in a lost world and kingdom of righteousness. To make all things new means to go to the very root of everything that exists. Now, so what is the root cause of the troubled world today? What is the root cause of war and destruction today? What is the root cause of inequality and poverty spreading over the world? What is the root cause of occupation and misleading of the people? What is the root cause? Come on, talk back to me. Since Allah, to build a new world, he goes at the root cause of what is preventing a new world. He goes to the root cause of all of these things. What is the root cause? Talk back to me. I'm right here. The root cause is the Western world. The root cause is the Caucasian. The root cause is America. So if God goes to the very root, he goes to the very heart of all of these things, which causes all of these ill effects on the mind and environment and heart and the lives of the original people and the original setting of earth and the natural way in mind and thinking of man and man and the black mankind. You understand? And this is why America is taking her last dance before midnight. God has come in person to remove her. And as this white man says here when he talks about the crash that is coming, he says, this will be the last crash. There won't be no more crashes because this crash right here will end the system, brothers and sisters. They know it. And they see it coming. I think this is a 53-second clip, so it's not long at all. I want you to listen closely.
All the money going into silver.
You mentioned something where you said crash, and you said in 2 to 3 months. Just explain what you mean by crash. Do you mean the economy crashing or the stock market crashing?
Well, it's going to be either completely simultaneous, or it will be one immediately ahead of the other, with whatever comes first being blamed for whatever comes after. So, you know, the scenario is that everything has to come down. The economies have to be crashed. The markets have to be crashed. Then they can do their reset and do their next 8-year bubble and crash cycle. At least that's the general plan. Although, when I look at the overall parameters, I don't see how our governments and our economies ever come out the other side. So I've begun to refer to this next crash as the last crash because I don't think our system can survive in its present form.
Did you hear what he said? I don't think some of you got the magnitude or the ramifications of what he just said, especially the last few minutes. This is only 53 seconds. I'm going to play this again for you. Pay close attention to what he's saying. He's saying that he does not see, or he does not think, or he does not feel, and this man is a learned man of that system, that it can survive. Then Elijah Muhammad said, that did I just read Muhammad saying those things? Huh? And if I read Muhammad saying those things, and you called it race hated, and you called it black supremacy, then what are you going to say when it's coming out the mouth of a learned white man of the system? Huh? Is it still black supremacy? Is it still race hatred? Or is it just the truth now? Huh? America's last dance before midnight. Pay close attention to him again as I play this 53-second clip.
All the money going into silver.
You mentioned something where you said crash. And you said in 2 to 3 months. Just explain what you mean by crash. Do you mean the economy crashing or the stock market crashing?
Well, it's going to be either completely simultaneous or it will be one immediately ahead of the other, with whatever comes first being blamed for whatever comes after. So, you know, the scenario is that everything has to come down. The economies have to be crashed. The markets have to be crashed. Then they can do their reset and do their next 8-year bubble and crash cycle. At least that's the general plan. Although, when I look at the overall parameters, I don't see how our governments and our economies ever come out the other side. So I've begun to refer to this next crash as the last crash because I don't think our system can survive in its present form.
See, the devil always thinks he's mightier than Allah. So as this man says, they're looking for the crash to take place so that they can do their reset. But then he throws a hitch up in there and says, no, but that's not the way it's going to happen. In so many words, that's what he said. He said, no, but it's not going to happen like that. And then he goes and hits you with something even harder and says that the system is not strong enough to go through this one and come back out. They cannot endure. 6 days shall thou labor or thy work, Adam, but on the seventh day thou shalt rest or die from all of thy works, and shall no more be found in the land. We're watching that. This is real-time Bible. This is real time Holy Quran. These are the living teachings of the most honorable Elijah Muhammad. You can't tell me that it's not a beautiful time to be a follower of the most honorable Elijah Muhammad. You know it is. Smile. Your little brother is talking back at you. Come on, talk back to me. Brothers and sisters, 347-989-0855. 347-989-0855. Or you can hit us up with a message at Hiram1555@yahoo.com. That's Hiram1555@yahoo.com. Talk to your brother. I talk back to you. All praise is due to Allah for the honorable Elijah Muhammad. Let's go into this next clip after I read this little tidbit of information. The honorable Elijah Muhammad says on page 122 of Our Savior Has Arrived, should you worship the old wicked world and its wicked god or representative and allow it to exist forever and not allow a better world to come in? Listen to this part. We cannot hinder Allah in his building of a new world because we lack the power to hinder him. There is no god or nation with equal power to exert against him to prevent his idea from becoming what he wills them to be. Whatever he desires, he is wise enough to bring it to pass. Many times, this wisdom is misunderstood, and the people think that it is some example of the person. We say wisdom, power, force. There is no power or force of power until we have the wisdom to produce it. So the God has come with all wisdom, all power, all knowledge, all understanding. This is the one that your Bible preaches about. This is the one that the Holy Quran tells you about. These are the days of the manifestation of the presence of God in person. This is your time. No one should be as happy as you and I, to know that God fulfilled his promise and has come amongst us to judge those whom judgment is due and to free you from the physical, mental, religious, and economic and cultural shackles that they have had us tied to for 500 years nearly. It's a beautiful time to be a follower of the most honorable Elijah Muhammad. And this devil is swinging wildly because he knows he has but a short time. And God has come in person to give him hell. The hell that he gave up, God now returns it to him. And God says to him, eat. This is your dessert. Eat upon the buffet which is divinely given to you. You fed so many others with this hell and hatred and destruction and lack and poverty. So now we're going to give you a healthy dose, a healthy meal of what you have cooked and dished out on everybody else. And there's no running from it. There's no preparing by you to escape it. Because long before you ever came to be, your destruction had already been mapped out and made for you. Again, I say to all of you who listen, it is a beautiful time to be a follower of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Listen to the situation that awaits these white people and what they're going
through. I just want to be clear with everyone listening. When we have this crash, you're saying this is the crash that is coming.
Yes.
How bad is this crash going to be?
Well, you hear some commentators talking about a quote-unquote deflationary crash.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, this represents a fundamental misunderstanding of both history and economic fundamentals. Because what they always refer to when they make that prediction is the Great Depression. And the point is that the current economic parameters are totally different than the parameters that existed in our economies at the time of the Great Depression, in some very important respects. The most important respect is that when the Great Depression hit us, we had, up until that point, healthy and strong and solvent economies. And the importance of this is that in order to weather any deflationary trough, a government and an economy requires some sort of reserves and savings that they can cannibalize to weather that downturn and emerge on the other side. Without the ability to cannibalize savings or other reserves, that there's no means of surviving the downturn except to do what our governments are currently doing right now, and it's just print, print, print. So what we're going to be seeing is a severe downturn in our economies, a severe downturn in our markets, at a time when our governments are already, charitably speaking, on the verge of bankruptcy. So there is no reserves of any kind to cannibalize, yet government revenues are going to take a massive plunge, of course, with all of the other facets of our economy taking a dive. And so there's going to be this incredibly huge surge in demand for government services to help people survive the trough. At the same time, there's a huge crash in government revenues, and our governments have zero savings. So all that means is that the current money printing shoots up another order of magnitude higher, and we have a word for that. It's hyperinflation. So this is the whole point. A deflationary crash is impossible because we can't survive it. If a deflationary crash starts, it will immediately morph into hyperinflation because the only way for our governments to avert literal bankruptcy at that point is print, 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 and print some more. An order of magnitude higher than the money printing. And for people that have been following my work and looked at the chart I post all the time on U.S. money printing, that's a chart of a currency that has already been hyperinflated. The U.S. dollar has already been hyperinflated. We're just in the reality gap between when it becomes fundamentally worthless and when the chumps actually realize it's worthless, and then, of course, the exchange rate falls to zero. So, of course, other Western currencies are just a derivative of the U.S. dollar, so they're basically fundamentally worthless already now. So our currencies are already worthless, and then our governments are about to print them at a rate that's even more unprecedented than what they've already been doing.
So what they're doing, they're stuck in a ditch, in a hole. They have a shovel, and they believe if they keep digging, they'll finally dig their way out. That is straight madness. You understand? All you're doing is burying yourself in debt. But this is what the book says, that God would have them in derision. That the leadership would know the head from the tail. And we're you're watching this now, you're seeing it in real time. And you're scratching your head saying, why? You want to be a part of the political system, but the political system is on its way out. You want to be a part of the government. I see a lot of these so-called Muslims. And I know they're not followers of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. They're followers of somebody, but it ain't the messenger. Going in the government, becoming mayors, running for mayors, announcing it on Facebook, councilmen, all this, and running for senate and congressmen of the state and all this stuff. But we'll change the system from within. How in the hell can you change a system that is predicated on corruption and parasitic by its very core unless you become a parasite? Huh? The whole system must be done away with. The system won't change because you go up in it. You'll change for being a part of it. And then you'll become an enemy. You may have the good intentions, but you bought into this foolishness that they've been selling you. And you believe that you can really go into this corrupt government, which is corrupt, and they tell you from the top down, from the bottom up, to its very core. John Kennedy couldn't change it, and when he tried to do a little bit of changing, they peeled his top back, didn't it? So, and anyone else who talked of change, even if they wanted to be the brother-in-law, got their top peeled back too then. So, don't believe that you'll go in the government changing the government. You'll go in the government with changing your heart, and then you'll become the one that's changed and corrupt. It happened so many times. Look at Ray Nagin. Look at all these other people. They may have had good intentions for the black community. But the system itself is predatory. And it changes you. That's why we need something new. So God removes the entire system. He doesn't leave it there to be changed. He removes it. And if you are a part of it, when it gets removed, you too will be removed. I hope you're understanding me, because God is angry. As the Honorable Elijah Muhammad says in chapter 38, The Cruel Days of the Lord, on page 196, he says, they, the white race, refused to let the people worship Allah because of the time that was left to them. Instead, they made all the people whom they could make to worship them, the white race, as being the real owner of the earth. This angered the real owner. The real owner being angry over how the non-owner had treated the original black people of the earth and how they had deceived the original black people in the knowledge of the real God and owner. The real God and owner of the earth comes in angry, like a man who returns home and finds someone in his house who has destroyed his house and his best furniture and who has beat up those whom the real owner has left among the earth's wild owner. The Bible prophesies of the coming of God with anger. He is very angry against the evil people, and he is ready to destroy them from the face of the earth. Now, again, brothers and sisters, we may have good intentions. That's a lot of these leaders that stand up, and when they stood up, they had good intentions. But the core of them was not sound enough to withstand all these things without thinking themselves to be more highly than he or she should. They become detached from reality. They start thinking that they are this and they're there, and they're changing from the teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad to the teachings of Brother Minister such and such, or the teachings of Sister So-and-so. The madness, the disconnect from reality. And they were given over to reprobate minds to do things which were not seemly. Why were they given over to these minds? The book said that because they did not retain God and all of their knowledge. So somewhere down the line, a disconnect occurred between God and them and their true intentions. And they were given over to the madness that was lying dormant in them. And they're leading the people to madness in a time of total chaos and destruction. This is where you need to be to get right guidance, that you fall not in the snares or the pitfalls or the traps laid by Satan and his minions. This is a very beautiful time to be a true follower of the Most Honorable Elijah. prepping for civil unrest. She's also prepping for martial law. All of these drills, these military drills being done, all of these tanks being shipped across the country, all of these urban, listen, they don't say suburban. They say urban drills. Why? Because that's where they believe most of the problem is going to be. So they're doing urban warfare and urban drills, right, to suppress black communities, because that's what they refer you as. When they're talking about the clothes of black people, they say urban wear, right? When they're talking about you living in the inner city or the ghetto, the code word is urban. So the military is practicing urban warfare, right, to put down and suppress insurrection, rioting, rebellion, all of these things. They're doing this because they have an eye on you. Where's my fall of America? Here it is right here. Go to page 124, okay? The chapter is titled, excuse me, She Had Become the Habitation of Devils. And then in parentheses or parentheticals is Revelation 18:2. And the Honorable Elijah Muhammad says this, the sky over America is shadowed with thousands of planes, but yet the grievous destruction awaits America. America sends planes flying out of her country and shoots herself out into space by the means of the most modern rockets designed for space travel. At home, listen to this. We were talking about abroad, but I skipped that part because I want to get right to this part. Abroad, at home, because he's talking about within America's own borders. Listen to what he says. At home, America's country is as the prophet foresaw and prophesied of it. America is covered with planes, and her army is standing ready to stop inside rebellion. The prophet who foresaw all of the readiness and preparation for the world showdown of military might says, woe to the land shadowing with wings. So America is preparing and has prepared and has made preparations to suppress and to crush out insurrection and civil excitement, because she knows that it is approaching her due to an economic meltdown that is underway and in process as we speak. Let's go to something. I want you to listen to this. This is 3 minutes. Pay close attention to this clip here.
President who came out and told the world that the economy is absolutely fine. Are you saying that he's lying?
I don't want to shock your listeners too much, but yes, I think it's possible that one of these politicians might not have been telling the truth.
What is the everyday person going to, I mean, is the market going to come down like 2,000 points, 5,000 points? And when it does come down, my next question is, how does this affect the everyday person?
Well, here, of course, we have to delve deeper into the whole hyperinflation scenario. And because what's so crucial here, of course, is that once a hyperinflation cycle really starts to start or starts to evolve, prices become surreal. So we could see nominal prices going, you know, up steadily, even up sharply after a brief downturn, depending on how aggressively and how quickly the governments switch into hyperinflationary mode with their money printing. So in real dollars, you know, in terms of I mean, that's almost a surreal term itself. In real wealth terms, the value of our markets and of course our economies is going to plummet. But in nominal terms, depending on how quickly the government shifted into hyperinflationary mode with their money printing, we could see prices go in any direction. The thing that people have to realize is that you cannot view prices in absolute terms separately. You have to be totally focused upon the level of money printing and then relate that to prices and then see for yourself if the hyperinflation cycle is already started. Because, of course, if the money printing escalates by an order of magnitude and prices start creeping higher, you know, we could still be in a crash scenario. It's just a matter of proportionality here.
Are we going to see huge layoffs like we did in 2008?
Well, we already have such severe permanent unemployment that it depends on how aggressively the oligarchs who are working behind the scenes here are willing to take down our economies. And of course, here we have to look at all of the fascist government machinery that's put in place alongside our so-called war on terror. If our governments were wanting to prepare for massive civil unrest, they couldn't have done a better job than with all of the authoritarian machinery they put in place in terms of surveillance. And of course, in the U.S., you have all of these gulags that have been built that are currently sitting empty. And, you know, you presume the U.S. government didn't build this housing for millions of people in order for it to sit empty year after year after year. They plan to put people in those cells.
So,
at home, America's country is as the prophet foresaw and prophesied of it. America is covered with planes, and her army is standing ready to stop inside rebellion. This is what's going on. They're using all of these other things to mask their preparation for the total economic collapse of America. They are masking the buildup and the prepositioning of weaponry around urban areas. Because if you hear even some of these so-called alternative media guys, they often say, get out of the city. The worst place you can be in the time of an economic collapse is in urban areas. This is code for black areas. All of them are saying that. Because they know that you are the most ignorant of the time. And they are feeling that when this goes down, you will start directing your anger at them because they are the root cause of all of these things. Yet you don't understand it. From the USA Watchdog to X22 report to AMTV to all of them have spoken of such things as I'm speaking of today. Move away from the urban areas. Get out of Dodge. Who are they talking to? You can't just go and get a loan from the bank. You just can't go pick up and go get. Some of us, we're living in apartments. You can't just get up and go to the farm and get you a farm. Who are they talking to? You don't have the money to do such things. You don't have the clout in the pool to do such things. Who the hell are they talking to? They're talking to each other. Because they know the time. And you are ignorant of it. And they know that when you recognize that they are the root of your problem, when you recognize that America cannot save you, that you recognize that this is the judgment and the end of white power, then you're going to look and say, it's time for me to get even with those who have given me, not just me, but my children and my parents' parents and their parents' parents, hell. So it's time for me to dish it out the same way that they dished it out. So they're running for the borders. They're running for the hills. They're trying to get out of Dodge. And even the alternative media talks to you, yet they talk over you. Because they know that this is the time of the downfall of America. And they know that God is after them. Isn't it a beautiful time? It's a beautiful thing to be able to understand these things. And next time you listen to one of them and they talk about rioting and all of this stuff, and they'll mention urban warfare, now you understand what they're talking about. But let's go to something. Because Muhammad says this on page 87, and we're going back to what the white guy said about hyperinflation and stuff. Muhammad says, but today, the currency of America is not backed by any sound value, silver or gold. The note today is something that the American government declares they will give you the value in return, but does not name what that value is. But they are definitely not backing the currency with silver or gold. This is the number one fall, and it is very clear that the loss of the power of the American dollar means the loss of the financial power of America. What would happen since there is no sound backing for her notes? We do not know. What should we expect in the next 12 months under the fall of the power of America's dollar? This means that we have 100% inflation. What could happen under 100% inflation? Your guess is as good as mine. The power of gold and silver. See how Elijah Muhammad was talking about this long before Peter Schiff uttered a word. He was talking this and breaking down monetary terms to you all, and you were too ignorant and dumb and arrogant to understand it. But now you see it because you face to face with it. The only reason you're paying attention now is because times have become so dire that you are forced to pay attention to it. So he says, the power of gold and silver was once abundant in America, but the touch of the finger of God against the power of so mighty a nation has now caused the crumbling and fall of America. Isn't that what Peter Schiff, Mark Farber, Jim Rogers, Gerald Celente, all of them are saying this, right? Well, we have proof that Elijah Muhammad predated them. We have proof that Elijah Muhammad laid this out long before they ever uttered a word. When they were profiting off the system, Elijah Muhammad was telling you what was coming. Now, we have proof because it's written. We have proof because we have tapes. We have proof we can point to and touch and hear and see. And yet you won't give this man a second thought. You fall all out over Malcolm, and Malcolm didn't teach you a hill of beans. Show me what Malcolm talked on these things outside of the wisdom of Elijah Muhammad. Show me what Martin King talked on any of these things outside of the wisdom of Elijah Muhammad. Show me what the Black Panther Party talked about any of these things outside of the wisdom of Elijah Muhammad. Show me what Marcus Garvey or Noble Drew Ali talked about any of these things outside of Elijah Muhammad. You can't point to it. You can't touch it. You can't smell it. You can't see it because it didn't happen. So what we're saying to you now is that America's last dance before midnight is now taking place. And you must come to grips with this. I'm not knocking Drew Ali because he was a great man and he meant well. I'm not knocking Marcus Garvey. He was a great man and he meant well, especially for the black people. These are two great Muslims, two great leaders, but all leaders pale in comparison to the divine messenger of God, who has given us clear instruction on any and everything that you see happening. The man didn't have a formal education, so he had to get it from somewhere. And he said he met with God and stayed with him for 3.5 years. And the wisdom bears out what he spoke. Because look at me and those like me who used to run the street with our head tucked between our legs. And now we can hold scholars and scientists spellbound. That's speaks to the weight of that man, Elijah Muhammad. That speaks to the love and the uncompromising life example that he set forth for everybody to follow. It's a beautiful time to be a follower of the most honorable Elijah Muhammad, especially in the fall of America and the collapse of Anglo power universally. It's coming. They see it. Remember what I just read to you? Muhammad says, as he talked, he said, the power of gold and silver was once abundant in America, but the touch of the finger of God against the power of so mighty a nation has now caused the crumbling and fall of America. Well, when China got wind of this by the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, they started building up their infrastructure, started building their economies, instituted Elijah Muhammad's 5-year blueprint, and every year they have become successful and have become the number one economy, the number one manufacturer, the number one lender, the number one exporter, the number one importer, the number one provider of technologies, the number one currency, which is now in Asia and which will soon take the globe, probably, with the yuan. Now, when Elijah Muhammad was teaching this, China was an isolated land power, backwards military. And now America fears China. And they instituted plan after plan with the, I'm not talking about 3-year economic, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad had the 5-year economic program. And China instituted it and becomes the world global juggernaut economically, right? India, a land of 1.2 billion people, follow China's lead and start implementing a 5-year economic blueprint. And India becomes a rising global power on Elijah Muhammad's information. Other nations, little nations now, are starting to implement five-year programs. This didn't come out of the blue. What I'm trying to tell you, that Elijah Muhammad's wisdom is in every spectrum of your life when you look at sports. Because I know you love sports. Let me touch you something there. When you look at boxing, when you look at MMA, and you see all of these people coming out there with their entourage, and you see them dressing all spiffy for their MMA fight or their boxing match, be they white, brown, red, or yellow. This was started by Elijah Muhammad. There was no entourage prior to Elijah Muhammad when Muhammad dispatched the FOI to protect Muhammad Ali. Go look back at all of the old tapes. There was no entourages. This is a part of Elijah Muhammad's teachings. The whole world has been affected by that noble man in every aspect of life. So you can't get around this. You're dealing with somebody that don't just believe, somebody that can talk back to you, somebody that knows and can defend the teachings of Elijah Muhammad with every fiber in his being. Yeah, black man and black woman, as I say to you, it's a beautiful time to be a follower of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. This is America's Last Dance. And we will have part two, because we have so many clips to play. But we still have about 14 minutes. I'm going to go to the phone lines. And we have a few callers with their hands up. I know both callers. So I'm going to go to the one with the hand up first. 310, you're on the Star and Crescent Report with your cyberspace family. I send to you, Brother Rashid. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum, brother. How you doing today?
Yes, sir. Go ahead, my brother.
Brother, you hit on it. Just look at all of the stuff that Elijah Muhammad had prepared for the nation before he left. Businesses, farms. This wasn't just for his family. This is for black people. You got a lot of black people like Michael Jordan. They got a whole lot of money, but they don't do anything for black people.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing. You go to the Honorable Elijah Muhammad plan, and you find that the Whole Foods Market had that now. With natural products, natural, nothing with pesticides. That's Elijah Muhammad's plan. Is Elijah Muhammad's cultural part of our nation? Elijah Muhammad's plan for setting up businesses and starting to help black people get jobs and stuff. Nobody else did nothing like that. They said Elijah Muhammad had been gone for 41 years. And what have the black man? Name me any one of these would-be leaders that has got maybe 1/100th of what Elijah Muhammad had planned for us.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody have nothing like that.
Mm-hmm.
Honorable Elijah Muhammad even was going and negotiating shipload, not a suitcase load, shiploads of goods from Pakistan to come over here and sell in like a department store so we can get stuff at a bare minimum. I mean, cut down from these high department stores. Nobody had nothing like that. We as a people blew it when we did not follow Elijah Muhammad.
Mm-hmm.
To follow Elijah Muhammad into what other people have. Other people have supermarkets. Other people have farmland. Other people have businesses. Other people have land. We as a people have nothing. And then you let some fool to come along and make fun of what the messenger had, and he ain't got a pot to piss in on or one to throw it out of. It makes us look like the messenger said, what the scripture said, a bunch of colossal fools.
Yes, sir.
A colossal fool. A nation full of, as Mrs. John used to call it, amnesia victims. People that have lost their history and have no concept of anything. That's what total amnesia is. You forget how to walk. You forget how to talk. You forget everything. And that's what the black man of America has forgotten. We have
mm-hmm.
no concept of life. Like the scripture says, we are dead people.
That's right.
And when you're dead, only thing they can do is dig 6 feet of ground and throw you in the ground, and that's it. But remember,
yes,
life
sir.
Has come to us through the Honorable Elijah Muhammad's teachings, brother. I'm not going to hold
yes,
you long, brother. Go right on ahead. Assalamu alaikum.
All right, brother. Thank you, brother. Assalamu alaikum. Now, before I go to 424, I want to say this also in line with Brother Rashid. Do you know what they have? Community transportation. Around the country, they have this thing that was started by the Honorable Elijah Muhammad in the FOI. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad instituted that in the Nation of Islam to go and pick black, elderly black people up for free. You didn't have to be in the nation. And you could come down to one of the Muslim-owned stores and cash your check, and then they would take them back home that you didn't even have to buy nothing. Because they knew that people would rob these older people. Elijah Muhammad instituted that and went to their houses and picked them up, took them to the store, cashed their checks, and if they needed a shop, they could shop. If not, they would take them back home. That's community transportation. That's Elijah Muhammad's teaching. You see, a lot of you don't understand these things because you were not given the proper history of the nation. And so you're not getting the core, so you're missing something. There's a disconnect there. So you may have lights on in the living room, but the bedrooms, the bathroom, and the hallway is a blackout. So what we're trying to do is we're trying to go to the circuit board and click on all the lights so that you'll have power to see the whole house, okay? Let's go to 424. My brother Gerald. Brother Gerald, you on the Star Crescent Report. As-salamu alaykum.
Well, let's smile, sir, brother. Beautiful teachings, brother. Very, very intricate teachings of what you're speaking on in the aspects of the teachings of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. What you touched on, brother, in the way of, you know, the messenger's teachings covering all aspects of life. As the scripture said, that when God comes, he will measure the earth, you know, not just in terms of diameter, but measuring also, brother, in terms of wisdom, knowledge, understanding. And this is what the messenger gives us. I was just listening to a tape, brother, back to the Theology of Time yesterday where the messenger was talking about farming, you know, covering the farming area of what we have to do, brother, to build our nation in going to the root of survival, you know, for our agriculture, brother, for our vegetation, our fruit, and all of our surviving aspects. This is what the messenger teaches. It's a beautiful time to be a follower of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, brother, to really see this truth as spoken by God's last and greatest messenger. And you also touched on something, brother, that is very intricate today in our people going outside of the teachings of the messenger, following others who are influencing our people who have no concept of who this devil really is, brother, and embracing this. I want to touch on something.
Yeah.
It's called The God Signs of Black Power. It's put out by our brother minister, Nasir Hakim, in Memphis. Message Elijah Muhammad Propagation Society. I just want to tell you, because you touched on Malcolm. In it, it says, in 1967, at the annual convention of the Nation of Islam, Elijah Muhammad, the messenger of Allah, gave a speech titled Black Power. In attendance was Black Panther Party officials for this speech. Although it was widely accepted that the BPP used Malcolm as their philosophical base for revolutionary thought, among others, they one by one began suffering identical outcomes similar to that of Malcolm. Like Malcolm, the BBP rejected Elijah Muhammad's help and guidance and decided to confront the white man head on, whom Elijah Muhammad and those who think like him refers to as the devil. They learned firsthand that although they didn't want to believe he is the devil, they found out regardless of what language or school of thought they chose to use for articulation. They were all killed one by one. Those guys became advocates of the white man and the government. Assata Shakur is still in exile in Cuba. When Elijah Muhammad addressed the subject of black power, he reached into subject matter that spanned a broad cross-section of intellectual progress. He began with what's termed as metaphysics, the subject of God as a physical man or spirit, and his origin laid the base of what the power was and why it is black. The race question was addressed because although our people and their contemporary leadership, civil rights leadership, was asking for too little in comparison to the serious issues at hand, Elijah Muhammad went directly to the heart of the cause of why our people were crying for freedom, and equality in the first place. He put the whole issue into context because we were not the first to be subjected to the white man and denied common rights. The subject was to show a pattern which transcended our struggle in America. In fact, the black man around the planet have been suffering at the hands of whites since they have been on the planet. Pointed out their time on the planet was in the contrast to our time, for there was a time when they were not on the planet and we were. This subtly clued us in on a perspective about them and ourselves very few cared to be discussed. Now we began to see the connection between religion, philosophy, etc. That up until that point, we didn't care. As James Brown, the Negro singer, yelled, "Ain't nothing going on but the rent." Within this speech, Elijah Muhammad summed up the black man's identity, crisis, his orientation in the universe, the basis of his universal connection, and most importantly, his divine place value as the direct descendants of the Creator himself. No doubt this intensive and profound concept was far more reaching than a mere rallying cry. What many of the so-called freedom fighters of the 60s didn't understand, it was the primary issue and grave concern to the slave master. For the deception perpetuated by the white man against the Negro was secured in their unlearned concept of freedom and power. The slave master knew that if he didn't endorse Elijah Muhammad, the Negro wouldn't accept it. Consequently, the concept and definition of freedom for which the civil rights and pseudo-nationalists were fighting would still leave them within the white man's power. This book is a transcription of Elijah Muhammad's speech in its entirety. I am confident that if your mind is open, you, like a few before you, stand to greatly benefit. There's still room for good leadership among the present generation, but unless the time is understood and one orientation at the time, they will automatically become an enemy to not only the present generation, but of generations in the future. The black man and woman has a rendezvous with destiny, and those of us who are diligent and sure would not let ourselves be reached. So just to sum this up, brother, any leader outside of the most honorable Elijah Muhammad will lead you straight right back to the white man. The honorable Elijah Muhammad taught that God came in person, in the person of Master Farad Muhammad. This man was prepared to do one job, is to destroy this devil, the white devil who was made to rule over us for 6,000 years. And as you play the tapes and the clips of all these different economists bearing witness that their world is falling, how could you not accept the teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad? What he's given you in all of the book forms, he's given you present, past, and futuristic teachings. This is the only way out of this, brother. May you continue on, black man. Thank you for the opportunity. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum as-salam, and you're welcome, brother. And with this, brothers and sisters, and I let the brother read that whole excerpt for a specific reason. All of this, the collapse of America, as he put it, winds up right back to the teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Regardless, you just can't get around it. And what I'm trying to let you know that all of these leaders, think about this. In the Bible, it talks about Pharaoh. Pharaoh wasn't concerned about nationalism amongst the Israelites. He wasn't concerned about whether the Israelites were getting to their own organization and do this. Pharaoh was concerned about Moses changing the religion of the slaves, because if he changed the religion of the slaves and introduced the slaves to a god outside of Pharaoh, Pharaoh would lose his power and grip over them. This is what we're saying today. The white man, he'll let you be a Pan-Africanist all day long. He'll let you be a black nationalist all day long. He'll let you be this all day. You can be in that group. He ain't care nothing about that. He just don't want you to introduce him to a law who comes in the person of one Master Farad Muhammad. He don't want you to understand that Elijah Muhammad is that lamb without spot or blemish. He don't want you to understand that the teaching of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad is your very life and safety of your life. He don't want you to understand that, because if Sarah Bland have understood, if she would have understood that, maybe she would not have been in the position that she was in. She, a good sister,